Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, the week after the SHOT Show. Welcome inside these Crossbreed Holster studios with me. I am Mark Walters, of course, filling your prescription for freedom here on the Armed American Radio Network. This is going to be an exciting hour. We're going to jump right smack into it because I've got an individual on the line whom I wanted to bring to you for quite some time. We've been communicating off air, back and forth, some texts. We've spoken before, and I've got the opportunity to put him on the line with you right now, and I'm talking to Mr. Stephen Wilford. Stephen Wilford, welcome to the program, my friend. You are very well known for what you did in Texas with your AR-15 to stop a massacre. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you on the phone with me. Now, I know that you are stopped somewhere. You're in your car, and I want to make this as easy as possible for you so you're comfortable and we're good to go, right?
I'm excellent.
All right. I'm excellent. Very good. Well, before we get started, I want to let people know that you're going to be not far from me, just about 15 minutes to 20 minutes south of me next week, not the 8th, but the 15th, not next weekend, but the weekend after, at the Adventure Outdoors in Smyrna. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm being brought there by U.S. Law Shield, and they're doing a mass assailant conference, where they're going to talk about what you need to do to be prepared and stuff for a mass shooter and just to be eyes open and aware of everything around you. And I'm speaking there. Please come out and join us. We've got limited seating, so get signed up. We're hoping to have about 300 people there.
Well, I hope to see that there, and I've been asked to speak there too, and I'm wrestling with an event out in Phoenix in this one. So, listeners, I'll be able to let you know which one I'll be at here in the coming few days. It'll be one of the two. And Stephen, I'm hopeful that I'll have an opportunity to shake your paw. Now, let me mention this. You were in Richmond, Virginia during the rally Monday last when I was in SHOT Show, and I really wanted to be out there with you and couldn't make it because of the previous commitment to be in Vegas. But we were getting the numbers and the reports in real time as I was airing out there in Vegas on Monday, Stephen. But you were boots on the ground there. Now, I believe that number is far bigger. The media is saying 22,000. I've seen that may have been very well what it was right there on the Capitol grounds, but I've seen the extension of the Capitol grounds out there. What do you put that number at?
Oh, I'm going to tell you the media was way downplaying that because all the streets were lined from storefront to storefront and just elbow room barely. I've been to concerts before that had 70,000 people there, and I think there were more people than that. I don't know how you estimate numbers, but I would think that it would be closer to 100,000 than it was 22,000. I think maybe 22,000 on the Capitol grounds itself.
Right.
And my pictures that I have I took pictures from my hotel room. They booked me in a hotel. The GOA did. And they booked me at a hotel. I was their keynote speaker, which was such an honor to go and speak to. And you know, I want to make a really interesting point here, because I was out there, and there were probably, if there was 100,000 people there, there were more than that guns, because most people had one on their hip and carrying an AR-15 or an AK or I even saw a guy with a 50 Barrett, you know. So there were more guns than there were people there, and there were absolutely no crimes committed in Richmond, Virginia during that time for the rally.
Of course,
there were no crimes, and in the same time frame in Chicago, there were 6 murders.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's a great point. We talk about Chicago all the time on this program. We've given those horrific numbers in Chicago for going on near 12 years on this show. It's disgusting. That's why, that's what makes me, and I know you'll agree with me, and I want to move on to some questions with you, but that's how I know that what they're talking about and what you were fighting for in Richmond and fighting against in Richmond is not about crime. It's about control, and it's about controlling the people, not about crime. They're not worried about that. Stephen, let me take you back to a headline from 2018. Okay, the hero of the Sutherland Springs shooting is still reckoning with what happened that day. Listener, I'm talking to the individual, Stephen Wilford, who, and Stephen, I guess, is it safe for me to say, stopped what was going to be another 26-plus killings, and you used your AR-15 when you ran outside barefoot and put it to him as that was happening? Tell us what went on.
I can't speculate how many people I might have saved, but I the people in the church totally believe that I stopped him. He had been in and out of the church twice to get more ammunition.
Jeez.
And the police department said that he had multiple guns and multiple loaded magazines in his car. And he had on class 3 body armor. All indications he was not done. And as I ran across the street, I yelled out. And the people in the church heard me yell out. And so did he, because he stopped doing what he was doing that moment and came out and started shooting at me. And he hit the truck in front of me. He shattered the windshield of the car behind me and hit the house behind me. And I put bullets on him.
And how long did that fight rage? Now, you this is famous. You came outside barefoot with your AR-15. My gosh, tell me what was going through your head.
They call me the barefoot defender sometimes. I believe that God and the Holy Spirit were totally in control, because what was going on, I was terrified. People asked me if I was scared. I said, no, I wasn't scared at all. I was terrified. But I was dead calm, and I can't explain how you can be terrified and dead calm, but I was. And I actually heard, as he was shooting at me, don't worry about those shots. Do what I sent you here for. And I was able to put shots on him. I hit him in the body armor twice. Had on class 3, which stopped my rifle round, and it bruised him. But, you know, even though he didn't die from those rounds, I hit him in the left chest. I hit him in the abdomen. But it bruised him. And when it did, he stopped shooting at me for the moment and ran for his vehicle. It was sitting in the middle of the street with the driver's side door open and the engine running. And then when he turned to get into his vehicle, I put one in his side in between the plates, and I put one high in his leg. He got in his vehicle, he shut the door, he put two more rounds to his side window. I couldn't see through the window because it was kind of reflected from the sun. I put one where I thought his head was, and the coroner's report said he had abrasion across his forehead. He accelerated, turned the corner, and ran as fast as he could down the road in his Ford Explorer. By the time I ran out into the middle of the street, he was about 150 yards away and leaving as fast as he could. I put one more shot through the back window. The police say that it shattered the back window. It went through the driver's side seat and hit him just right of the left shoulder blade. And then he drove over the hill. And I'm looking around thinking, like I say, he's got class 3 body armor. I'm looking around thinking, it can't end this way. He's getting away. And I looked off to my left-hand side, and there stood a truck at the stop sign. And he was on the phone, and he was just stopped at the stop sign and ran over, and I tapped on the window. And I said, that man just shot up the back of the church, and we have to stop him. Next thing I know is the locks came open, and I climbed up into the cab. And he was on the phone, and one hand on the steering wheel, one hand on the phone. He took off, and we were chasing as fast as his truck could go. And I dropped the magazine out, and I realized I only had one round at the top of the magazine and one round in the chamber. I had only put 8 rounds in my gun. And I fired 6 at him. And so when I dropped the magazine and I realized I got 2 rounds left, he still got on class 3 body armor. I told the driver, I said, I could tell them, hurry, hurry. I only have two rounds left. These guys got on class 3 body armor. I wanted the police to get there. It was the first time in my life. I would have loved to have seen red and blue lights in my
I don't doubt that at all. Stephen, let me stop you there briefly because we're getting ready to take a break. And I know that I'm not going to have enough time with you today. I'm going to ask you right now. You'll come back again in the very near future, right? Say yes?
Yes.
Excellent. Very good. I'm talking with Stephen Wilford, the hero of Sutherland Springs, who put a stop to what was no doubt going to be more mass carnage. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. I promised you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bursa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bursa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting. First-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bursa. Bursa.com. BERSA.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Oh. to Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios continues. We're going right back to the hero of Sutherland Springs. I'm talking with Stephen Wilford. Stephen, you now said in the previous break, as we had to take that quick break, if I remember correctly, you said that you had never wanted to see blue and red flashing lights so bad behind you as you did then. Continue, if you would.
Yeah, I wanted to see the police. I wanted them to be there as fast as they could. But we continued down the road, and Johnny said in an interview that he was doing over 95. I have no reason to doubt that. I believe him to be doing over 100. But and as we ran down the road, we were in contact with they actually put him straight through to dispatch. And we were telling them as we crossed roads and stuff where we came to. And before too long, he came within our sights again. I said, that's him. He's driving a gray SUV, a gray Ford Explorer. The back windshield was knocked out. I said, that's him. And I looked at Johnny and I said, you know, if we catch him, you're going to have to put him off the road. And Johnny looked at me, and first words he said to me all this time was, yep, I already figured that. And I'm thinking, he's thinking, always wanted to try a pit maneuver. But as we came up behind him, I guess he realized he was being chased, and he pulled off into the bar ditch and stopped with a road sign right in front of his vehicle. And I rolled down the passenger window. I stuck the rifle through it, and I opened the door, and I started to step out to use the door as a shield. And before my foot hit the ground, he accelerated again. The road sign that was in front of him flipped over the vehicle and went right back up on the road, and probably about 3/4 of a mile farther up the road, and then veered off to the left and went through a fence and out into a field. And Johnny stopped on the road again. And I told Johnny, I said, get down below the dash and stay out of the gunfire. I got out on the passenger side, and I put the rifle over the hood of the truck again. And I started yelling, get out, and called him a few choice words that I probably shouldn't have. But I wanted him to know I was angry. And I waited 5 to 7 minutes is what they said, estimated 5 to 7 minutes before the police finally showed up. And an officer was on a PA system, and he called out. He said, driver, get out of the vehicle with your hands up. And I turned and looked up the road, and about 50 yards, there was an officer that I didn't hear him approach. And he was standing behind his door with his pistol in his right hand and a microphone in his left, and he said it again. He said, driver, get out of the vehicle with your hands up. And I'm thinking, okay, now's not the time for any, you know, mistakes. When police get there, comply, 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 do whatever, you know. And so I wanted him to know that I was no danger. I laid the rifle on the hood of the truck, and I started back with my hands up, palms toward the officer. And he made eye contact with me, and he looked at me and keep the mic one more time, and he said, not you.
Right.
And he showed me more respect at that moment than I expected. I ran back up and picked up the rifle again and held it at the pointed toward the driver's side again, and waited probably another five minutes before the next officer came. And this time they were pulling out AR-15s, and I thought, okay, I am done now. So I pulled my rifle off the hood, and I stuck it on the toolbox of Johnny's truck. And then I started trying to get my feet into the shade of the truck, because it was 90 degrees that day, and the pavement was starting to cook my feet a little bit.
Wow. I'm going to ask you, can I hold you over for another segment, possibly two? Would that be okay?
Yeah.
I've got more to ask you about, and so... Listeners, as you know, this is how this goes. So this is too compelling of a conversation. Stephen, I've wanted to have this conversation with you for a long time, so I'm not going to let it end at this break, at the break coming up. We've still got another 4 minutes in this segment. thereabouts. But so this from first off, let me go back to the church. You heard the gunfire across the street from your home, correct?
Yes, sir.
At the time you went outside, did you know what was going on in the church, though? Did you know how many people had been harmed? Did you have any idea?
I had no idea. My daughter made me aware of it. And when I ran into the kitchen and she said, listen, that sounds like gunfire. I said, it is. I went to my safe to get my gun out. And my daughter ran out the front door, jumped in her car, and drove up the block to see what was going on. My daughter was going into gunfire. And while I was getting my safe opened and my gun loaded, I called my wife and I told my wife, I said, stay where you're at. She was at my younger daughter's house, taping and floating the walls. We were building her a house. And so my wife was taping and floating the walls. And she said, what's going on? She could hear the panic. And I said, there's an active shooter at the church. And she told me, she said, don't go over there. And I hung up on her. And then my daughter ran in and said, Dad, there's a guy in black tactical gear shooting through the church doors. And he walked into the door, into the church. He started shooting on the outside and then started shooting through the doors and walked into the church and started shooting people from row to row. I asked her, I said, did you call 911? And she said, I did, and they're aware of it. So what that told me is right up front, the police are coming, and they're coming to an active shooter, and I'm running across the street barefoot with an AR-15 in my hand. And I'm thinking, if a police cruiser sees me, what is he going to think? But my community didn't have time to wait. And I thought, I'll just throw the rifle, hit the ground with my arms spread out, start yelling, he's still in there if I see a police car. So I ran across the street at that moment, and she had told me that he was in black tactical gear. I didn't know until I saw him that he had class 3 body armor.
What was the distance? Can you give me the visual on radio, the theater of the mind? What was the physical distance as you were running across? How far from the church were you actually?
As I was about halfway across the street, and my house is about from my front door around the corner to the front door of the church, we measured it off. It's about 100 yards.
Okay, so you're there.
So I was
there
about halfway across. And I yelled out when I ran across, and people asked me why you yelled out. And I personally believe that it was the Holy Spirit in me that cried out to the demon in me, because he had just shot Chris in the back.
Unbelievable.
Chris went down. Chris was paralyzed from his waist down immediately. And he shot Julie Workman through the breast. Julie's Chris's mother. And he was walking over to finish them off.
When you got his attention. Listen, I've got to stop you here. It's because we're going to take a break. Hold on to that thought. I want to go right back when we come back from the break, listener, to he was walking over to finish them off. What you're getting ready to hear is just incredible. I'm talking with Stephen Wilford, the hero of Sutherland Springs in Texas, and we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, Remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios. With me for the continuation of the Monster Cast, this segment of Armed American Radio is being proudly sponsored by GetSupply.com. The perfect shave is closer than you think. Believe me, I know. Say hello to the last razor you'll ever buy. I did. I'll explain that in just a second. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Unbelievable conversation in these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Let me take a quick moment to ask you to support the people that help bring us conversations like this to this program on hundreds of radio stations across the country every single week on this show, and of course every single day on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the Car Arms, on the Car Arms microphone in the GunBroker.com studios. Of course, I just mentioned Car Arms and GunBroker. Today you're going to be hearing later on from Raphael DeValle, from Bursa. Bursa is one of our sponsors. Lead Slingers, Defender Coffee, Crossbreed Holsters, the Second Amendment Foundation, and I could go on. North American Arms, more about that later in the program. Emerson Knives, My Pillow. Let's go back to Stephen Williford. Stephen, incredible, compelling information that you're giving us. I want to go back to where we were. It's difficult to talk about. If there's something I'm asking you that you don't want to talk about, feel free to let me know. But you said that the killer was walking back over to finish this woman off. You just shot her in the breast. To continue the conversation, if you would.
He shot Julie Workman through the breast. He shot Julie's son in the back, and Chris was paralyzed. And he was walking over, and what he would do is he would shoot him and then walk over and finish him off at point blank range. And he was walking over to finish him off, and he heard me cry out. And the people in the church heard me. Chris heard me. And if you can imagine, they heard me over all the gunshots and all the mayhem that was going on. They heard me. And so did he. And he came he stopped what he was doing immediately and came out. He dropped his rifle, came out, and started shooting his pistol at me. Hit the truck in front of me, hit the car behind me, and shattered the windshield of the car, hit the house.
Do you know why he dropped the rifle and went to the pistol?
I can only assume that maybe the rifle at that moment was empty. I don't know. But when he came out to see me, he had a pistol.
No, I think it's. I think I want to, for the sake of my listeners, I want to point out that what we're hearing right now, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, but he had killed, and you didn't know that at the time, but how many people were dead in the church? 26?
26
That's
people.
Unbelievable.
Died at the church.
Unbelievable to know. And here he was already finished into the church and was now outside, and you disrupted. And go ahead.
He wounded 20 more. Only 7 people walked out of that church without a bullet in them.
Your presence, your armed presence, took his attention from what he was doing and continuing the carnage and finishing off other wounded individuals in that church. And it's important to point that out, that your armed presence stopped that. Are you convinced that he took off because you were there, correct?
Oh, I know he, okay. I know he left because I was there. Yeah, again, he had on Class 3 body armor. He had on a bulletproof SWAT-style helmet with dark tinted shield. He was ready to do battle.
Right.
And when he started getting shot back, then he wanted out, and that's when he started running. But he wasn't. He was shooting at me. He wasn't done, you know, and I don't care what anybody else believes. The people in the church believe that he wasn't done. And even if he was done in the church, there was going to be a shootout in the end with police or someone. I don't think he was finished at all.
No, I think that's safe to say from what we know from other incidents when people have gone to the trouble to dress themselves in Class 3 armor and act in the way that he did and pull off what he did. There's no question in my mind that he was ready to go. All right, so.
I want to talk a little bit about people like Julie Workman now.
Please do. And Chris. There's a compelling story about Chris as well.
And Chris, because Julie Workman, after the shooter left, she got up, and she is an emergency room nurse. She got up and started tying tourniquets and saving lives. She was bleeding from her own wounds.
Amazing.
And she was tying tourniquets and saving lives, and her son was laying on the floor and couldn't move his legs. And Gunny Macias, a Marine gunnery sergeant, and nobody seems to really know Gunny's first name. Everybody just called him Gunny. Gunny started barking orders, telling people what they needed to save themselves. He yelled out loud, booming voice, "Hallelujah, hallelujah, even in this, praise God." Gunny was shot 5 times in the abdomen. He couldn't even stand. And then a little 7-year-old girl came up to him and said, "Gunny, I'm scared." And Gunny started singing "Jesus Loves Me" with him. That's my community. That's who my community is. Zach Poston was a senior in high school, 17 years old. He was signed up to be a Marine on the delayed entry program. He was going to graduate high school, go straight into the Marines. Zach Poston got shot 7 times, and his grandmother crawled on top of him and saved his life and sacrificed her own. She died on top of her grandson, saving his life. I was having a hard time dealing with why couldn't I have been there faster? Why couldn't I have been there quicker? And Chris Workman told me, he said, "You know what?" He said, "You didn't get there in your time. You got there in God's time." Chris Workman said, "If you had been there earlier, I would still be walking, but I wouldn't have the testimony that I have now. And I have seen people come to Christ because of what happened to me. And if it takes that, all it costs was me to give up my legs and my use of my legs, then it was a price well worth paying. I'm now working to raise money to build Chris Workman a home, a handicap accessible home. And we're trying to raise money to do this. He can't roll down his hallway now and turn into a seven-year-old daughter's bedroom because his trailer home is too narrow of a hallway for him to get down and turn in. So I want him and his family to have a home that they can live in, that Chris can do dishes and stuff. Chris is such an inspiration. He races carts now. He used to race cars, but since he doesn't have his legs anymore, he started racing carts because they're all hand controls. And so he still races carts, and he's on a paraplegic hockey team also. He has refused to let this define who he is. He still knows how to live. He's such an inspiration to everybody around him. This is who my community is.
You know, I'm sitting here and I'm speechless because I can't imagine. When I go back as I'm listening to you, I try to paint this picture in my mind, and I know my listeners are probably trying to do the same thing. And I'm thinking, what would I have done? And I'm trying to think of the sounds that you heard and the smells that you smelled and what it was as this was unfolding, and you chose to run into this because you felt like obviously that you had no choice. And I can only guess from the people who were saved by your actions that they're praising God that you were there, and thank God every day that they're alive that you were there. And I know that I get this sense that you feel like you were put there by God to do what you had to do. Am I right on that?
I was put there by God to do what I had to do. I don't feel like a hero. I feel like a survivor.
All right.
What's the difference between me and the people in the church? He shot at me. He killed people I cared about deeply.
How many? Well, and, I don't. Let me stop again because I've got to take it to a break. As much as I hate to do that, I hate that we have to interrupt with breaks, but that's unfortunately the business aspect of the programs on radio. When we come back, I want to continue the conversation with Mr. Wilford, an American hero. I don't know what else to say, but in my eyes, that's the way that you appear to me on many different levels. And when we come back, I want to ask you about what happened in another church in Texas, and I also want to talk with you about Richmond. I'm talking with Stephen Wilford. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios is continuing in what is a... I'm going to put this down as one of the most compelling and incredible human interest interviews that I've done in almost 12 years of national radio. I'm talking with Stephen Williford, who saved an awful lot of people in Texas a couple years back at the church where 26 of your friends, Stephen, welcome back. These you said multiple times, and this is what had me so speechless in the previous segment as I'm listening to you. This was your community. These are your friends. These are people you knew. This wasn't some... You know, you weren't helping. This was family in small communities like that. Am I right?
Sutherland Springs is under 600 people, totally. And I'm fourth generation on the same property there in Sutherland Springs. And when you grow up in a community like that your family has known the families of everybody around you all your life, this is your community. It's my community.
I have to ask you this. Do you ever think that you would see something like this happen in your community?
We all get complacent. We all think it can't happen in our
That's
community.
Right.
I didn't. I had been burglarized a few years before, and the burglar got the one gun that I did not have in the safe, and that's why everything was in the safe when it started happening. I got complacent, and for that I regret that. But again, Chris has helped me wrap my mind around that this didn't happen in my time, but it happened in God's time. And
the fact that you can take some solace from someone who was hurt so badly, and understands that is just remarkable. To me, just remarkable. In the essence of time, I want to move in another different direction with you right now. First of all, I want to thank you for your efforts and thank you for what you did. No question, if you had not been there, it would have been far worse. Let's move over to Mr. Wilson now in White Settlement, Texas. When, after having been through what you went through and you saw what happened there, then I'm going to get political now, because you were in Richmond, Virginia, fighting for or against for gun rights and against what the Democrats are attempting to do or are going to do in the state of Virginia. So let's kind of combine the two quickly. When it comes to Wilson, you know firsthand what happens when a church is defenseless. How do you respond when you hear people say things like Bloomberg or Everytown for Gun Safety that, well, there just shouldn't have been any guns in the church to begin with? My God, we saw on tape what happened, and we know what happened with you. What's your response to that?
I would like to challenge Bloomberg and also Joe Biden, because Joe Biden said that I shouldn't have had my gun,
right,
that I shouldn't have had that AR-15. He said that afterwards. And I'd like to challenge him and Bloomberg, which Bloomberg said that there's no civilian that is responsible enough to own a gun. Challenge them to disarm their guards, their bodyguards that stand around them. I challenge them to do that. And I also would like to ask them a personal question. And that personal question is, if it was their family sitting in the pew, okay, Uncle Joe, what if it was Hunter and your wife? What if it was Hunter Biden and your wife sitting in the pew? Would you have really cared what kind of gun I used to stop a shooter? Because if I would have run over with a pistol, and he had class 3 body armor, if I would have run over with a pistol, I would have probably been counted among the casualties. Would you have really cared that I used an AR-15 to stop the shooter?
Well, look, we all know the answer to that, Stephen. You know, obviously, if it were real time in real life, he would have been shaking your hand after he was probably drying himself off at his, you know. I mean, yeah, we know the answer to that. It's just, I hate to even have to bring the politics in it, because we know that it's nothing but rhetoric, and that coming from individuals who are surrounded by armed individuals who they hope would react the same way you did. And thank you for pointing that out, by the way, too, because I would love to see Bloomberg or Biden answer that question from you. Now let me move to Richmond. First of all, when you were asked to speak in Richmond, did you give it any hesitation at all?
Did I what?
Did you hesitate at all when you were asked to speak at Richmond?
No, when they asked me, it was an honor. If I can do what, you know, like so many other gun owners around the country, go hang out with his friends and stuff, and I used to always talk about gun rights and what needs to happen and things, and you know, we all sat around and we never had a voice. We talked about it, but we never had a voice. And now I have a voice. I've been given a voice. So when Richmond called, I'm all about it. I went. When I'm flying into Pennsylvania to do speaking to churches and helping them set up safety response teams right now, and doing some stuff with Active Assailant Conference. It's actually a survival mindset is what it's called, with Rick Composey. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to Pennsylvania, and I'm going to speak at about 4 churches there, and then I'm flying straight from there to the event in Georgia. And I speak, and which, by the way, if I can plug my website now, it's StephenWilliford.com, StephenWilliford, churches can call, they can book me and fly me in to speak, and I can help them set up their teams and things. But I do that now. If I've been given a voice for a purpose, and I believe that, you know, God made me into a tool that day for that purpose. And when he used me, I was damaged a little. But God never leaves you damaged. He's got his pile out now, and he's reshaping me into another tool. And I'm hoping that the tool that he's shaping me into is speaking now and letting people know what they need to do to stop this sort of thing. It's really interesting that Jack Wilson and his team started a month after
right. What
happened in Sutherland Springs.
That's right. That's a great point.
They started training together and being prepared a month after what happened in Sutherland Springs. So it was because of Sutherland Springs that the church at White Settlement was able to stop the shooting as quickly as they did. And it's unfortunate they lost 2 of their own. But as a sheepdog mindset, if anybody dies here today, let it be me. Let it be me. I'll stand in that door, and I'll protect the sheep as best I can. And the two men that died, they died as heroes. They died doing something, confronting the shooter.
Yeah, both of them were armed. One of them was, we can see clearly on the video footage, was reaching for his gun at the time, and it's unfortunate that he was that the killer was able to get the drop on him. Stephen, I'm, as much as I hate to do it, I've got to stop right here, but you're going to be coming back to this program, and you'll participate on the show on a fairly regular basis from now on going out. I'm looking forward. Let's go ahead and push this again at the Adventure Outdoors in Smyrna, Georgia, on the 15th. On the 15th, U.S. Law Shield has you out there, right?
Yeah, it is, and put on by U.S. Law Shield, and I am go out to U.S. Law Shield and sign up and use promo code Good Guy with a Gun.
Good Guy with a Gun. Stephen Wilford,
good
thank
guy
you.
With a gun.
You are an American hero, and thank you for being on the program with me today. I appreciate it very much. Freedom lovers, this is what you're getting on Armed American Radio, not some stupid football game, right? We'll be back in the next hour with Alan Gottlieb and Rob Pincus. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.